Welcome to the Spartan Science Podcast, Episode 1, Mass Extinction. My name is Jacob.
And my name is Connor. Today we are going to be talking about mass extinction and how people today are contributing to a current mass extinction throughout the globe.
So let's start from the very beginning. We all know that dinosaurs went extinct, but why is that?
Well, the dinosaurs were not actually killed by a meteor. They were killed by a mass flooding caused by the meteor's impact. Scientists speculate that the asteroid was 10 kilometers long and is more modernly known as the Chicxulub Crater.
Huh, that's pretty crazy to think about. But what is this Anthropocene extinction that is currently happening today?
Well, for all of you that don't know, the Anthropocene is the name referring to our current geological age, viewed as the period which humans actually have been dominant influence on the climate and the environment.
So let's talk about the four categories of anthropology, starting off with biological anthropology.
Isn't that like ape to humans and humans before they were like today's humans?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's about scientists who studied pre-humans and ape-like people who are the beginning fragments of people that they are today. Which is interesting because you can take these humans and other fossils and see how they affected the Earth compared to today's standards, which brings us to our next topic, cultural anthropology.
So let me guess, it's just like talking about the different cultures of people, like religion and that stuff.
No, Connor, it's actually much, much more than that. They can compare and contrast data from people of different cultures, beliefs, race, and other things, and use this data to find things out such as birth rates, life expectancy, and other things such as predicted population shifts. This could be used as an example is that they can figure out that if they need to produce more food, clothing, etc.
That is way more than I thought it would be about, but it ties into so many topics. I'm wondering how they were able to put in such a broad category.
So Connor, I heard you did a little research on linguistic anthropology. What in the world is that?
Well, let's start off. Linguistics anthropology is the study of how different languages affect our social lives and how they have evolved alongside us humans.
So, does this include the non-written languages of, like, beginning humans as well?
It's okay.
As a matter of fact, most of the research on linguistic anthropology is on the non-written ancient languages. They go to native speakers of these old languages and learn how and what these certain sounds and even words mean.
Huh, that's interesting. Well, speaking of old things, did you know that there's more than four types of archaeologists?
No, I did not know that. That was very interesting. I always just thought there was just one type of archaeologist. I figured most of them focused on ancient civilizations, and then there was others that were explorers. Well, unfortunately, that looks like that's all the time we have for today.
Well, thanks everybody for listening.
This has been the Spartan Science Podcast, and thanks to our sources, GaleGroup.com and SierraClub.com, as well as Palomar Education, for providing the information used in today's podcast.
Well, I'm Jacob, and I'll see you later.
And I'm Connor, and I hope we see you in the next episode.